Thursday, October 8th, 2020. Opening call to praise and prayer. O God, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
we praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace, and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Morning Canticle. Come, let us sing to the Holy One.
Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving.
And raise a loud shout with songs.
For you, O God, are a great God.
You are great above all gods.
In your hand are the caverns of the earth.
And the heights of the hills are yours also.
The sea is yours, for you made it.
And your hands have molded the dry land.
Come, let us bow down and bend the knee.
And kneel before God, our Maker.
For you are our God.
And we are the people of your pasture.
And the sheep of your hands.
Oh, that today we would hearken to your voice.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Dawn from on high, your light illumines all our days. Awaken us to your visitations throughout this day. Be merciful in us for the sake of others. Make us fearless when confronting injustice and need, that we may give you glory in the power of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Psalm 23. You treat me to a feast while my enemies watch. You honor me as your guest, and you fill my cup until it overflows. You, Lord, are my shepherd. I will never be in need. You let me rest in fields of green grass. You lead me to streams of peaceful water. And you refresh my life. You are true to your name, and you lead me along the right paths. I may walk through valleys as dark as death, but I won't be afraid. You are with me, and your shepherd's rod makes me feel safe. You treat me to a feast while my enemies watch. You honor me as your guest, and you fill my cup until it overflows. Your kindness and love will always be with me each day of my life, and I will live forever in your house, O Lord. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen. You treat me to a feast while my enemies watch. You honor me as your guest, and you fill my cup until it overflows.
The word today is from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 5 and 12 through 14. Church leaders, I am writing to encourage you. I too am a leader, as well as a witness to Christ's suffering, and I will share in his glory when it is shown to us. Just as shepherds watch over their sheep, you must watch over everyone God has placed in your care. Do it willingly in order to please God, and not simply because you think you must. Let it be something you want to do, instead of something you do merely to make money. Don't be bossy to those people who are in your care, but set an example for them. Then, when Christ the chief shepherd returns, you will be given a crown that will never lose its glory. All of you young people should obey your elders. In fact, Everyone should be humble toward everyone else. The scripture says, God opposes proud people, but he helps everyone who is humble. Sylvanus helped me write this short letter, and I consider him a faithful follower of the Lord. I wanted to encourage you and tell you how kind God really is, so that you will keep on having faith in him. Greetings from the Lord's followers in Babylon. They are God's chosen ones. Mark, who is like a son to me, sends his greetings too. Give each other a warm greeting. I pray that God will give peace to everyone who belongs to Christ. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced, deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us, to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading for meditation and reflection from John Wesley. Beware, you be not swallowed up in books. An ounce of love is worth a pound of knowledge. The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
A prayer for the recovery of sickness. O God, the strength of the weak and the comfort of sufferers, mercifully accept our prayers and grant to those we pray for this day the help of your power, that their sickness may be turned into health and our sorrow into joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the collect of the week, Almighty and everlasting God, you are always more ready to hear than we to pray, and to give more than we either deserve or desire. Pour upon us the abundance of your mercy, forgiving us those things of which our conscience is afraid, and giving us those good things for which we are not worthy to ask. Except through the merits and mediation of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A prayer for travelers. O God, our Heavenly Father, whose glory fills the whole creation and whose presence we find wherever we go, preserve those who must travel in this time of pandemic. Surround them with your loving care, protect them from every danger, and bring them in safety to their journey's end. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. A prayer for our heroic service. O judge of the nations, We remember before you with grateful hearts the men and women of our country who in the day of decision ventured much for the liberties we now enjoy. Grant that we may not rest until all the people of this land share the benefits of true freedom and gladly accept its disciplines. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God be in your head and in your understanding. God be in your eyes and in your looking. God be in your mouth and in your speaking. God be in your heart and in your thinking. God be at your end and at your departing. Amen.
Amen.